All right, we'll let you hear from CJ Stroud coming up here in the next segment on his reaction to Stephon Diggs being out for the season with the torn ACL. But with that, fellas, and Drive family, I think now it's clear. All right, there are some potential decisions to be made with this team. We are seeing who's at the top of the AFC, the Chiefs, adding DeAndre Hopkins, Josh Uche, a pass rusher from the Patriots. They've added two players in the last few days. The Ravens, they've added Deontay Johnson from the Panthers. Buffalo, of course, added Amari Cooper from the Browns. There are teams making moves to try to get guys. The Jets, who the Texans play, added the what is Adam's first name?
Deontay?
Yeah, Deontay.
No, Devontae.
Devontae, thank you. Not Deontay. Devontae, yeah, like Jodeci. Devontae Adams, they've added him. So teams around the AFC are adding pieces for this stretch run. And there are certainly positions and areas, Clint, and the people where the Texans definitely could add. But should they? Should they add? Should they be in the market? And will you be disappointed if we get here November 5th and it will happen? The trade deadline will expire while we're on the air. Will you be disappointed if the Texans stay just as they are right now?
Yeah, I'd be disappointed. And this has nothing to do. I literally typed this up before I knew the outcome of Steph Diggs. This has nothing to do with losing Steph Diggs. For me, it's like if you're going to like do everything in your power to give yourself the best chance to make that run in the AFC versus some of these top teams, you know, I think there's moves to be made. You know, I think another cover defender is absolutely needed, and really in cornerback fashion is what I'm talking about. Maybe that's Jeff Okuda coming back at some point in time. Don't know if he's ever going to come back, but maybe that's him. But I think there could be a move there on the defensive side of the football. I think there could be a move at the interior defensive line position. Mm. I think there could be a move at the safety position. You flip over to the offensive side of the football. Obviously, I think there could be a move made at the offensive line position. So, yeah, look, I think there's I think they got to keep their eye open on the market, see who's available, which obviously they do as good a job as anybody. But yeah, I think there's a real chance. And if I had to pick one, to not just be all over the place, if I had to pick one on the offense, one on the defense, I would say an interior offensive lineman on the offense and a cover defender, a corner on the defensive side of the football.
How difficult and how long do you think those two positions are able to get to where they need to be, like to know the offense, know the defense, know their roles? Because we've seen a lot of receivers go right now. That's been the position we've seen many teams trade for. And it seems like, hell, receivers, we've seen them jump right in and slowly build.
We just saw Devin White get in about 4 days.
Yes.
And play 30-plus snaps.
Yeah, so we've seen that. Are those positions where it could be difficult?
I think that's all about the player. I mean, possibly it could be, but with this coaching staff and this organization, we've seen them be able to fast track that time and time again. But for me, these moves are not to, and this is why I think they should be more aggressive than ever. And it's not because there's a desperate need, but it's because like you got a chance to make a run at a Super Bowl, and like right now you lose one corner and you're in a bad spot. Not we really like to have our top flight guy. You're in a bad spot. You come up against a team that's got three wide outs and can protect the quarterback and they're going to spin it around the park a little bit. You're going to be in a bad spot even if Kamari Lassiter and Stingley are both healthy. I think there's going to be some, when we're talking about top tier, top caliber opponents, which we're going to see as this schedule gets a little bit more difficult here. I think the cover defender room on this team is going to become more of a need than it is right now. It's so thin from an injury, you're in a tough spot if not.
That text line coming in, they need to address the O-line. Green is a problem. I'd try to find help before any receivers. Definitely need another corner, cover corner, and a guard. To answer my own question, I would most definitely be disappointed, because to me it would signal that they potentially right now don't think they're good enough to go get it, to go after it.
To go get a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Because in the offseason, it took them a little bit, but they took win now, let's go swings.
Yep.
And then if you look at the contracts, hey, we're going to trade a second round pick to get Diggs and then make it a 1-year contract. We're going to go get Danielle Hunter, not long term, but 2 years and big money. In those 2 years, his contract is damn near fully guaranteed. Like, they made big win now moves in the offseason. And to me, the question is, if you start to go, is, all right, we're 6-2, we're 8 games in, we're leading the division. I don't care what D'Amico, what Nick says, I don't believe behind closed doors that they look at this group as is right now, knowing that Diggs is out for the year, with Nico and the injury situation, seeing what the offensive line situation looks like. Christian Harris, where is he? Like, who knows what the situation is there? But I can't believe that they look at this group and say, we're ready to go on the road and win in Kansas City.